or full-time for the summer and then go part-time when she goes to school. So I do the interview, and here's an interview question that I've learned to ask because I've lost some good opportunities. Here's an interview question that I've started asking. Are you applying anywhere else? How sure are you that you want to work with us on this team? Because guess what? It's like a sales call. If they come to your deal and then they go to another interview, you know, you might lose that sale. Here's what she said. She said, I knew I wanted to come to work for you guys the very first day of the very first conference that I came to. I said, really, why is that? She said, because I saw the change in Ruth Hoyt, who, by the way, got debt-free in 2 years. She had all this credit card debt and just paid it off through Inner Circle stuff, marketing and stuff like that. And she said, then I saw the life change in the people that were there, and I want to be a part of that. See, that's the kind of person that you want. You want someone who wants to be a part of changing people's lives. This girl just turned 18 yesterday, and she is off the charts amazing. 18! 18. Now, I had nothing to do with the next part, although it might have come up in a prayer. She decided not to go to college this year. Santiago was headed to college when he was about her age and decided that he would rather be part of changing people's lives than to go to. I had nothing to do with it. There was a fiasco at the orientation, and her and her mother both walked out. So I said, okay, we got to schedule lunch and we got to talk about this. So does that mean that you're going to stay with us full time? She said, absolutely. Well, how long are you planning on staying with us? As long as you'll have me. Yes! All right. So the reason I bring that up right now is because if you're going to hire someone, you know, when you find those phenomenal people that you need to add to your team, you got to have your financial planning down. And so you need to dig into Ellen Rohr's stuff and really have that 12-month budget. Know your numbers, because if I'm going to add even a couple $1,000s a month, then I need to, if my cost of doing business is 50%, I need to generate another, you know, $4,000 a month. That's just, you know, not including some of the other extra expenses. So I'm going to need to raise sales by $50,000 just to pay for that. And if I'm going to make a profit on that, I got to raise a little bit more. Make sense? That's why this is so important. Okay. Let's see. Number four, your phenomenal market. You want to describe your perfect client, your perfect patient, your perfect guest or member. And the way you do that is most of our clients are, you know, male, female, whatever it is. Their age, where they live, if they're local, what are the pockets, and there might be multiple. For example, in our service company, most of our clients are female, and most of them are going to be between 40 and 70 in that range in our service company. We know that. We've even done surveys, and you can do surveys to find that out. Household income, business income, if it's applicable. For example, here's what we know about our typical Inner Circle member. Our typical Inner Circle member. In fact, let me ask you, how many of you business owners have been in business more than 3 years? Let me see your hands. Pretty much 100%. Okay?